Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Imagine you are on a huge ship in the middle of the ocean. You have been adrift for as long as you can remember, just floating around in circles in the middle of the ocean. There's no captain in this ship. Nobody seems to know where to go or if you're even supposed to be going somewhere. Most people have come to the conclusion this is just the way life is. And so you've been sailing around in circles in the middle of the ocean now for years. And one day you discover that there are some documents down in the hold of this ship that describe a destination that this voyage is supposed to be headed towards. These papers claim that there is a place on the other side of the ocean that is an absolute paradise. I mean, an absolute paradise. It's a paradise for one very important reason, very special reason. It's a paradise because it's unlike any other place on the planet, because it's ruled by a certain kind of a king. There's a king there who's in control, who is mightier than any other king's ever lived, and he's wiser than any other king who's ever lived, and he's kinder than any other king who's ever lived. And so everybody follows him. Everybody lives there follows him totally, and that's what makes this place such an amazing paradise. And on top of that, this place that you're sailing from, the place that you escaped from, is a horrific place. It's ruled by a vicious, cruel man with no regard for justice and law and order. And so life there it's really hell on earth. And you're glad to have escaped such a place, but frankly, the ship isn't all that different. The ship, I mean, the people running this ship are just as bad. Most of them don't even believe this paradise on the other side even exists. But you do. And so, you're kind of divided. Half of you is excited about the thought of someday getting there to this port that you've read about. But the other half is sad because nobody knows the way. There's no captain. Nobody knows how to get the ship there. Oh, one day you wake up and you hear a little commotion, and so you climb up onto the deck and see a bunch of people pointing to this little rowboat that's approaching the ship. And a man climbs out of this rowboat and comes up onto the ship. People lift him up on there, this man gathers everybody in the ship for an announcement. He claims that he's the king from this paradise. And he's come to serve now as the captain of the ship to navigate it to that port so that everyone can be in that kingdom. He certainly doesn't look much like a king. He looks like a guy that just got off a rowboat middle of the ocean. And so most of the crew just scoffs, says, yeah, right, and walks away. But a few of you believe him and gather around him. And you say, well, tell us what to do. And he starts telling you all about this wonderful kingdom, this paradise. And the more you learn about how incredibly wise he is, and how amazingly kind he is, and how awesomely powerful he is, the more you start to realize why this would be such a paradise there, if everybody there is following him. Somebody asks him, while he's talking, somebody raises his hand and says, how far are we from this port? And your heart kind of sinks when he answers. He says, prepare yourself for a long, long journey. I'm not going to tell you how long, but it could be long. Somebody else asks him about what he's going to do about all these scoffers that walked away on the ship. Are you going to put them to death? Are they going overboard? What's going to happen with them? What are you going to do about them? And he said, no. I'm going to be patient with them, because many of them over time will be persuaded and will start to follow me. I'm going to be patient with them from now, all the way from now until time we reach the port. When we get to the port, that's when my patients will run out. No, anybody who's not following me at that time will not be allowed into this kingdom. So not only is this going to be potentially a very long voyage, but it's with all these hostile sailors on board, it's going to be a rough trip for those following the captain. The captain says, but he tells him that. He says, it's going to be a rough trip, but don't be discouraged. I don't want you to be discouraged because things on the ship from now on aren't going to be like they have been. From now on, there are going to be two cultures on this boat. In that crowd that walked away, things will be the same as they have been. But all of you who follow me on this boat, do what I say, to the degree that you follow what I command, life on this boat will start to resemble that kingdom. And so there's going to be two cultures on the boat, your culture and their culture. Well, that little parable is my effort to summarize all of world history. That's world history from beginning to end, as the ship and the rowboat. I believe that's the picture that Scripture gives us. Human history is like a ship sailing across an ocean to a particular destination. Human history is not just going in circles or drifting. It's going somewhere. It has a purpose. The reason people get on a ship is to go somewhere. Human history is headed towards a certain port, and that port is called the Kingdom of God. And the king of that kingdom boarded this ship 2,000 years ago. He climbed off a little rowboat by the name of Mary. And whenever this king spoke, he talked about one topic. When Jesus preached, he preached on one thing only. Every time he spoke, he preached the same topic. And that topic was that kingdom. He always talked about the kingdom. And that's not my summary of Jesus' preaching. That's the Holy Spirit's summary. Every time Scripture summarizes Jesus' preaching, that's what it says. Matthew 4:23. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. In Luke 8:1, after this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of God. And then when he sent out his disciples, guess what he told them? Preach the kingdom. Whenever Scripture summarizes his preaching, John the Baptist preaching, the apostles preaching, it's always they preached the kingdom. And that was the topic, always. When Jesus told the parable of the soul, you say, wait a minute, what about the rest of the New Testament? What about all this? That's all about the kingdom. That's what Jesus preached about the kingdom. That is the gospel of the kingdom. When Jesus gave the parable of the soils, he gave the interpretation of that parable. It's one of the ones where he gave the interpretation. And when he did, he said this. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. And when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what's sown in his heart. Now, do you see what that does there? The phrase the word of God and the phrase the word of the kingdom are interchangeable. The word of God is the word of the kingdom. The entire New Testament is the announcement of the kingdom. The whole thing. The kingdom of God is not just a theme in the New Testament. It is the theme. If you want to know about the kingdom, I mean, we're going to cover this phrase, thy kingdom come. I need to preach about the kingdom. If you really want to get a grip on what is the kingdom, theologians wrestle and debate about that. What is the kingdom of God exactly? What is the kingdom of heaven? What is the kingdom? If you want to know the kingdom, just take your Bible, open up Matthew 1:1, read through to the end of Revelation, and you've got it. You've got it. Actually, you wouldn't quite have it all because there's quite a bit in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament prophecies, they have a lot to say about the kingdom as well. Those writings down in the hold of the ship that told about this destination, those are the prophets who spoke about the coming Messiah's kingdom. And I'm telling you all this so that you understand that anything that I say this morning in one single sermon to summarize the kingdom of God is necessarily an extremely thin sketch, right? It's got to be. But I'm going to at least try to introduce the idea of the kingdom to you this morning, and then I'll just introduce it this morning, and then you can spend the rest of eternity learning more. I think the centerpiece of end times prophecy in the Old Testament, of all of Old Testament prophecy, the centerpiece is that someday the Messiah will arrive and he will be a great king over a kingdom. Jeremiah 23:5, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I shall raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land." So this king will come. He'll not only be a ruler over Israel, but he's going to be a ruler over all the other kings of all kingdoms in the world. And Psalm 2:6 says, "I have installed my king on Zion." And then the Father speaks directly to the Messiah, and he says, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession, and you will rule them with an iron scepter." So I don't think it's an exaggeration at all to say that that is the centerpiece, that promise is the centerpiece of all Old Testament prophecy.
I believe the most accurate summary of the whole Bible is this. It's the story of how God is creating a glorious kingdom in which a redeemed throng of saints will reign with him forever. The Bible's all about God's rule and his preparing us to rule with him. That's the theme of the Bible. So what does it tell you about God that this is his ultimate purpose? And how does that knowledge affect your relationship with God?
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.